Here we are, pre-show time. All right, man. So rather than bitch about it, Poncho, this fucking cat, what's up with... Come here, Poncho.
Come here, baby.
You're my good boy.
You know... Come here. This guy was so out of sorts today. Look at him, see? He just loves being with humans. And he kept following me around everywhere that I took him to the store with me in the car. I took him to get coffee with me. And he just sat there in the back all hunkered down. Didn't you, Ponch? Good boy. That's a good boy. That's a good boy. It's okay, babe. Okay. All right, honey. There you go.
There you go. Good boy.
He's like neurotic.
It's all right, buddy, huh?
He just wants to be around the peoples. That's the guy that has the epilepsy. Maybe Poncho knows that without the humans, he's like dead meat. You know, I gotta stay close to these humans because I'll die if I don't have a human because they have the pill. They have the pills and they have all that good shit.
Oh, that's my good boy. Yeah, that's my good.
That guy is so spoiled. And he's Lauren's cat. And he's just doted on. And my cat, Thunder, she's a little female. She's a little fuzzball. And she just kind of, you know, she's like a lot of... Cats and people are the same, you know. The male is far more emotional, far more needy. And the little female, she just kind of bops around and does her fucking thing, so.
That's all right, pal.
Oh, got a great rescue place from, well, you know, she didn't send me that information. Whitney Cummings, who I'm now your real close personal friends with. No, I'm not. But she showed me pictures of this rescue, these animals from a rescue house. Her dog is a rescue. She rescued this dog. She's got a great dog. Beautiful, big puppy. It's like a lab. It looks like a lab Great Dane mix. It's goofy. I mean, it's a big-ass lab puppy. But anyway, this dog was a rescue dog. And I said, you know, I can't stand going to the rescue places because I'll rescue every dog there. You know, it's how I feel about it. She says... I got a good option, and she showed me this website that is dogs on Instagram, and you can look at the animals right there. And I'm telling you, your goddamn heart breaks for these guys. But all right, Poncho, good boy. So anyway, all right, welcome to the show Tuesday. You guys are well aware. Those of you that are watching, first of all, you know that yesterday's show was very late in posting, and the reason for that is. We had a whole new team posting it, and we have a whole new group of people involved in a whole new group of things. So, and when you have a very specific thing that you do, you have to train people. This change, this operational change, as I say, came about rather suddenly, and it came as a surprise, but we're making the best of it as we can. And if you guys know anything about us, we do get up to speed and we do deliver. And we deliver consistently, and we have here for the last, going on, well, let's see, 10 years. Coming up in October, when we took over the Phil Hendry Show website, 10 years. And we've doubled, I guess we've just pretty much doubled everything since then. Doubled our audience, doubled our subscribers, doubled our money, and which, you know, some people may probably not think it's all that great, and it probably isn't, but... This was during a recession and all kinds of fucking upheaval that was happening. I don't know, man. All right, so tonight. So, yeah, there's customer service issues that need to be addressed, and I will address those. That means we have to get to a lot of your emails that we have not gotten to. I understand that, but the fact is, first things first, I can't even get into the computer and do anything, or I should say get into the website and do anything, while the guys are in there working and working their magic. And I wanted to get everything sort of squared away step by step. We're going to go with a terrific little company that is actually operated by the son of my best friend, Big D. His son, Joe, a lot of you guys know him from Twitter and Facebook, is... we're going to sign a deal with him to take over the administration of our website. Joe's a good man. He also does brand management. He does a lot of stuff. He was a musician. He was a session recording engineer, I should say, for musicians. A lot of stuff, man. A lot of stuff. A lot of stuff, Jack. This is really interesting, this fucking thing they had up here. This guy was talking about... There's a bunch of these security dudes that don't want to vote for Trump, but they had this really interesting thing up there that... I think it was Tom Ridge said that he was pressured to raise the terror alert to help Bush win the election. This is MSNBC. So, all right, now we have a stuck television set over here. And I don't like these TVs being stuck for too long, because when they're stuck, then pretty soon the receiver just fucks up. The bloody receiver fucks up. All right, we're good. All right, so we're going to probably get this thing posted in much quicker time tomorrow. I was on chat for a half an hour today. When I got over there, I interacted with a couple of people, and then that was like dead silent for a half hour, and I went, okay, and I just said goodbye. I'll probably get over on chat each day around 1 o'clock. Maybe I'll post that. Oy, oy, oy. What do you say we take a look at the news and see what we have? I'm going to get over to our news here. I know a lot of you guys would like to have a little more information than I'm giving you, because what would this world be without good, solid gossip? Unfortunately, and I'm as much a gossip fan as anybody, I don't engage in it when it has to do with individual people and individual groups of people or, who have reputations and, need to move on and have their lives. And so I don't I don't do that. Everybody that's ever worked for me is terrific. And I mean that. Everyone that's ever worked for me has been tremendous. For me to find somebody that I didn't like, I got to go back a lot of years, over 10 years, probably about 15 years. But I've been really fortunate, man, to have good people. All right. Are you ready? Let's go over here to the news. Well, actually, I was going to go. Money. I don't want to do that. Google search. Now, what are we looking for? Oh, news. Okay. La-dee-dee. Susan Collins of Maine says she will not vote for Donald Trump. Who gives a shit? 50 GOP officials and who gives a shit? Parents of two Americans in Benghazi, who gives a shit? There's no sympathy. Cupping works. Oh, excuse me. There's no evidence cupping works. Cupping? What does that mean, man? Great, now I gotta find out what this is. Oh, there's nobody. Don't observe your friends and neighbors are soon covered in purple spots. Oh, is this? I think I know what it is. Type of alternative medicine intended to ease muscle pain has attracted nearly as much attention as this. It sounds like what they used to do. What was it? It wasn't bleeding. They used to use heat to it way, way back in the 19th century. They, like, just exactly what you're seeing in that picture, it would be heat. The new traditional Chinese medicine involves using cups to create suction of the skin. Fans claim that pulling the skin away from the body improves their blood flow. Phelps would have da-da-da-da-da-da. But does it actually work? Yeah. Well, we'll see. What is it they used to call? It wasn't bleeding, and it wasn't, sucking the humors out of the body. It used to do really hot fucking glasses with candles. You put the candle in a person's skin and put the glass over it, and it would heat that section of the body to excruciating levels. And that was supposed to suck the humors, the bad humors, the bad poisons and shit out of the body. And of course, no, it didn't. I got off the show last night. I was watching, I don't know what the hell I was watching. hockey. No, no, I was watching soccer, and I watched a little bit of the women's basketball. We'll copy this one off. We'll print this on cupping. Now, Vernon Dozier is supposed to be in Rio at the Olympics. Americans' Lily King makes statement with Olympic record 100 breaststroke. This death due to, oh Christ, this poor boy, this 10-year-old kid who was on this fucking roller coaster. Schlitterbahn death was due to neck injury, police say. The 10-year-old son of a Kansas state legislator was killed riding on the world's tallest water slide, died from a neck injury. Police and firefighters found Caleb Schwab in the pool at the end of the ride on Sunday. Police said the circumstances of the boy's death are still being investigated. Caleb was the son of Representative Scott Schwab. Since the day he was born, he's brought abundant joy to our family. What happened? Kansas State Police are investigating Caleb's death at the Schlitterbahn Water Park, which has been closed for the investigation. The boy died while riding the Verrick, the world. That's supposedly that's German for fear or something. The world's tallest water slide, she said. The park has released no other details. The slide requires 2 to 3 riders to be strapped in a raft with total weight between 400 and 500 pounds. The raft then will slide down a jaw-dropping 168-foot, 7-inch structure, only to be blasted back up a second massive hill and then sent down yet another gut-wrenching 50-foot drop for the ultimate in water slide thrills. Caleb Schwab was riding with 2 adult women to whom he was not related. The woman suffered minor facial injuries, police said. It was unclear whether the party met the weight requirement. 2 women and a little boy, and you're telling me that's 450 pounds? I guess if they were big, fat women, it's possible. Police declined to comment further on the investigation. Some park guests say the slide's harness wasn't working. A lady in front of me said that multiple times she rode the ride today, and that the front harness did not work any of the times that she rode it. Verrick riders are required to be at least 54 inches tall. It was not immediately known whether Caleb met the height requirement. Leslie Castaneda was at the park Sunday and told CNN that the victim's brother saw what happened. A little boy said to a worker, "I just saw my little brother die because of one of your attractions." Wow. Caleb looked skinny. He shouldn't have been on that ride. Wow. Thousands of children are hurt annually in amusement park rides, according to a 2013 study by the Nationwide Children's Hospital in Columbus, which examined data from the Consumer Product Safety Commission. Head and neck injuries were the most common, 28%, with 1.5% of the injuries requiring hospitalization. God damn. I'd want to kill somebody. I'd want to kill somebody. Ted Cruz may get the last laugh if Donald Trump implodes. West Brom, plotting move for dynamic championship striker. I don't know. I get the feeling that Trump's in this for the long haul, man. Don't be counting this guy out. As much as I don't like Trump, I'm not stupid either. That guy is, he would rather, I think one of the greatest, wow, look at that, man. Hold on. I just saw that. I've got a little problem here. Yep, no problem here. At 7 in Pakistan, at 82, Emperor Akihito. Now, see, this is fucked up, man. I think we got to get, you guys hearing anything? It's probably just some, wow, look at this headline, man. Look at this.
New York Times. Emperor Akihito of Japan wants to retire. Will Japan let him? No.
No, man, you don't retire for shit. Your ass stays in the regal bullshit room, you know. I don't understand.
Well, you will.
You have to stay there. Are you Japanese?
Fuck yeah.
Why, I don't sound Japanese? Not really.
Well, you can kiss my bare behind.
All right. Oh, you missed it. Boy, that's, I keep thinking about that poor kid. New images suggest China demilitarizing disputed islands. World Vision alleged $60 million theft by charities employees seems impossible. The Brexit wildcard, Ireland. Turkey's president in Moscow to reset Russia ties. Fethullah Gulen, public intellectual, a public enemy. Three TN girls hurt in fall from Ferris wheel. Tennessee girls. Muslim boy who was arrested for building a clock since his family was forced to leave the U.S. for safety. I can't believe this country. So this country is loaded with fucking bigots. Don't give me your bullshit about how fucking egalitarian we are. Look at these people have to flee. And now we got Sean Hannity all, you know, upset about these fucking cons, man. I mean, Sean, relax, motherfucker. You know, the word with Sean is back in the days of college, he had all kinds of goofy ideas about AIDS and stuff. He really did. You have to go back and research it. I can't remember what it was. So the guy was really kind of extreme to begin with, you know. But I'm here to tell you, man. Pilot fire in San Bernardino County spreads to 6,300 growers at 12 wineries watching crop exposed to smoke. Boy, that Soberanis fire in, that's up at Big Sur, our favorite spot. My birthday's coming up on the 1st of September. And last year we started a tradition of going to Big Sur on my birthday. I don't know if we're going to be able to do that if the fire is still going, you know. Plus, I got a gig, I don't know, I'll figure it out. Failed Madigan challenger sues, insists he's not a sore loser. How are we doing here, man, with the time? It's going to be a... we had a tough time today getting things posted. That it has to be labeled a certain way, and I was working with Nasi, who is... generally, Nasi's really our kind of our overall liaison with Amazon, and he's like our backstop. He's like the dude that goes in and makes sure that we stay on, that we're online, make sure that we're not crashing, that kind of shit. Heavy duty technical guy. But he was actually helping today with posting the show. And, but it was difficult because there's certain code and there's certain ways that things have to be titled and getting out on the podcast. One format is a difficult thing. It was, all of it was just nuts. Trump support among Mormons is anemic. Well, who gives a fat fucking... No, I'm just kidding. Is that important? I shouldn't say that. Power outage at Delta. News course wins probably... What about this Roger Ailes shit, man? We got to get more of this Roger Ailes.
Things are heating up at Fox. Roger Ailes, and I don't want to say, but...
Swings to profit a book, Real Estate Growth News Corp. U.S. stocks down despite surge in energy sector. Power is at Delta. Zoom. Yeah, it was very interesting. I'm looking for Roger Ailes, baby. Where are you, Roger? Because we haven't done any reporting on him. Oh, you know who it is. What's the woman's name? Tantaris. Andrea Tantaris. There it is. Check this shit out, man. Check it out, man. Got her pulled off the air. Wonder what happened to her. The one that I personally thought was super fucking hot was Julie... Is that her name? Julie Banderas? Not her. Who's that? Susie Q? Oh, Susie Q. Oh, Susie Q. Wait a minute, man. Wait a minute. Don't tell me. Is Bruno Mars the son of the cat from Chips? I'm just kidding, but... Well, not really. Here are Kate Hudson and Goldie Hawn. Yeah, I see the... Jennifer Garner and Violet Affleck. Oh, well, maybe. Jude Law and Rafferty Law.
Yeah.
Grace Moss and Kate Moss. Katie Holmes and Suri Cruz.
Yeah.
I don't see it. Kim Basinger, Ireland Baldwin.
Meh.
Oh, that's very much. That's very much. Hold on. Yeah. Kris Jenner and Kim Kardashian, whatever. Meryl Streep and Mamie Gummer. Gummer? Ava Philippe and Reese Witherspoon. Brad Pitt and Shiloh Jolie Pitt. I don't see it, man. I mean, you guys are stretching here now. That look... spitting images? I doubt it. Rumor Willis, Demi Moore. Cindy Crawford and Kaia Gerber. Selma Hayek and Valentina Pukulukutotokulu. Who knows? Uma Thurman and Bukululu. Okay, that's cool. Vanessa Paradis and Lily Rose Lukuki. Bitchin'. Will Smith and Irving Farquhar. Fantastic. Lisa Bonet and Joe Bone. Can do. Eva Amoruri and Susan Sukutuli. Bitchin'. Alice Richards and Tina Fey. Oh, I'm sorry. No, that's... yeah, they're very nice. Tom Hanks and Bob Hanks. No, Tom Hanks and Colin Hanks. Hey, yeah. I don't know. I don't see it. I saw a picture of Colin Hanks once, man. He looked exactly like his old man. But that's the only picture I ever saw. Nicole Richie and Harlow Madden. Come on, man. Give me one that looks good. Madonna and Lourdes Leon. Where's that one dude? Where's Bruno Mars? Bette Midler and Sophie Hasselberg. Who the fuck? Dakota Weenie and Waka Waka. Kukakaka, Lukuhuka, Haka Haka. Fuck it. Clint Eastwood and Scott. Guy's only got one name, Scott. Johnny Depp and Bippy Depp. Lilo, fuck it all, man. You know what? I got other things I got to do. That's nice. Kate Beckins, Beckon Call. Jerry Hall and Robert Hall. Okay. Bruno Mars and somebody. All right, baby. This is my latest tequila bottle. Now, I'm making these. This is the first one I've made in over a year. I got two of these babies going. And guess when this will be ready? My birthday. My birthday weekend, man. If we do go to Sur, which is what us Californians call it. I'm acting like a dick. But anyway, if we go to Big Sur, I'm bringing this motherfucker with me. And I got another one. I don't know, man. I'm kind of scared. I'm kind of worried about my drinking. I ain't kidding you. I'm like, I'm drinking more the older I get. This is, I used to be a really disciplined guy. And I'm like, just sort of, I don't know. I mean, I'm okay, man. I don't have any DUIs. I never have. Never lost a job, never, none of that shit, but I'm just liking my liquor more. I guess, is that what happens when you get older, man? You figure you got it made? You don't have it fucking made. Believe me, there ain't a year in your life when you ever got it made. Forget it. I made that mistake once in my life when I said, I got it made, I got it locked. I was so fucking wrong. All right. Let me get over here to the audio. I was very wrong about that. Let me get over here too. I can't give you anything but love, baby. That's the only thing I got plenty of, baby. Baby, I can't give you anything but love. No, that's no good, man. That's a worthless fucking bed. Worthless fucking bed. These fucking... All right. Testing 1, 2. But I got too much respect. Flock of pride. Flock of dignity. Why you hating on me? I'm making history. Walk on, bro. But shit. All right. This time we got 2, 1 minute. All right. Oh, I like that one, man. Kinshaw should come on here and Akihito and Trump. And also we have Art Griego and Delta. Let's turn this off. Let's do this thing. Shit. I don't know if we got any of these commercials coming in or not. I haven't got anything. You ready, bitch? Well, all right. Yeah, that motherfucker there. Okay. Double checking on that. Okay. Doing a do. Okay. Funky Chicken 2. Okay. Me, you, Baby Makes 3. Okay. Ready?